Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're discussing in our last lesson and in this one about a man named Saul in his early life and later on known as Paul, later in his last days. Earlier, he was a persecutor of Christianity. Later, he was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And we want to learn what made such a change to become about in this man. Last time we looked at what he was earlier in life and what he was later in life. And what a distinction between the two. What caused such a tremendous change in the life of this man? Well, the Bible tells us, but let's let Paul tell us himself how this came about. In Acts chapter 22, beginning with verse 6, he said, "And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh to Jerusalem, to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid. But they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee all things that are appointed of thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews that dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou shouldst know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." Now, friend, Saul had known about Christ for a long time. Saul, the persecutor, had persecuted Christ for a long time. He had made havoc of the church, and now he sees the Lord and he hears the voice of the Lord. The reason he was to see the Lord, because this was one of the qualifications to be an apostle, to see the resurrected Christ. And so he saw the Lord on the road to Damascus, but he also heard the voice of the Lord. Notice what brought about his change. It began with hearing the voice of the Lord. It was the words from the Lord that convinced him that Jesus was who he claimed to be. On this road, further instructions were given to him to go to Damascus, and there it would be told him what he was to do. Meanwhile, the Lord had appeared to another man named Ananias, and Ananias was told to go and see Saul and to tell him what to do. Ananias was reluctant, you will recall, to go at first, because he felt like that Saul was such a persecutor it would be dangerous to do that. But nonetheless he obeyed, and he went to Saul, and he instructed Saul what he was supposed to do. Saul was going to be an apostle. Saul was going to be one that spread the cause that he had formerly persecuted. But he was told to arise and to be baptized and wash away his sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Acts 22 and verse 16. Oh, yes, he had been a very penitent man. For 3 days he could neither eat nor drink. He was in constant prayer. If ever there was a time that a man was going to pray through, that would have been the occasion, but that was not the way that he was saved. People today sometimes are told to pray the sinner's prayer, but that does not save. Paul was praying a prayer as a sinner, but that was not what saved him. He was to arise and be baptized to wash away his sins. This penitent man obeyed what he was commanded to do. But let's hear Paul again. Let him tell about the power that causes the kind of change that took place in his life. In Romans 1 and verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." He credits conversion to the gospel. Again, he said, he wrote, and we believe that he wrote the book of Hebrews in Hebrews 4 and verse 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." You see, the Apostle Paul taught that just as a surgeon's knife separates diseased tissue from the good and the healthy, so the word of God separates the soul from sin. That power is the gospel. That's the word of Christ that men must hear. Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, what is that truth? Well, Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Friend, it's the word of God that sets man free from his sins when it's believed and obeyed. It grants unto him salvation. The power is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the word of God that causes one to cease a life of sin and to become as God would have him to be. It was the word of God that caused such a change in Saul to become the Apostle Paul. This change from Saul to Paul, from persecutor to preacher, that's but one example of conversion of which we read in the book of Acts and other places. And even earlier, Matthew, a tax collector, became an apostle-inspired writer of the New Testament in the book of Matthew. It was because he heard the word of the Lord. The same the Apostle Peter, a fisherman, the call of the Lord, the word of the Lord. It changed him to become a fisher of men. All that followed Christ heard the word, believed the word, obeyed the word. That's the way that one is saved. When I was a very young man and I was attending college, I had a classmate. He was a little bit older than I, because this was right after World War II, and this older classmate has once been a soldier in Hitler's armed forces. Well, here he was now in America. Right after the war ended, he returned to his home in Frankfurt, Germany. He had no job, of course, no food, no family. Nothing but the disgrace of military defeat. And he was found by a man named Otis Gatewood, who was one of our brethren who had entered into Germany as a missionary. And Brother Gatewood found this man, and he took this once proud German soldier, who was sick, who was in poverty. He nurtured him physically. He taught him spiritually. He converted him to Christ. The man came to this country to learn how to preach the gospel, and in order to return to Germany and preach the gospel to his own people. And the last I heard of him, he was a preacher of the gospel in Germany. What caused the change in that man? It was the word of God, taught, believed, and obeyed. and friend the good news to you and to me, indeed to all mankind, is that the Word of God still accomplishes the same benefit for man as it did for Saul. Anyone who will come to Christ according to his teaching shall be blessed. The word of the Lord liveth and abideth forever, Peter said in 1 Peter 1:25. It is still God's power unto salvation, and it can change what presently exists into what things ought to be. That being true, is it not strange how some will resist, even to the death, that the influence of the gospel stay out of their lives? Some are satisfied to remain in their sins, and that's so pathetic. Some are deceived into thinking that physical welfare will mean their spiritual welfare, and they do not realize that that is not the case. Friend, what spiritual change do you want in your life? Do you need salvation from past sins? Will you not then give heed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, whereby your past sins can be washed away, like they were with Saul of Tarsus? The way to accomplish what we need spiritually is by and through the revealed Word of God. That same gospel that changed Saul of Tarsus, it will change you, it will change me, only if you'll do what he has taught us in his word, believing in him and obeying his gospel. I want you to think of what Saul was. I want you to think of what he became. Think of what you are now and what God wants you to become. The word of God is the answer to the most urgent spiritual need. It is the solution to your spiritual welfare. Believe in Christ as the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ. Obey his command to be baptized in water for the remission of sins. Then spend your life adding to your knowledge of the Word, growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, practicing in your daily life a Christ-likeness, trying to bring glory unto God by the things that you say and do and think. And let your prayer be, as that wonderful song says, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee." Well, how is all of that brought about? Friend, it's by the Word of God. Salvation is by the Word of God. Receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, we read in the book of James. We must hear the teaching. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, "Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, but how shall they call if they have not heard?" You see, they have to have a teacher. They have to hear the word of God. In Acts chapter 18, we read about how the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. This is what brings about the change in man that needs to be converted from a sinner to a saint. There's no need for any person to face God and judgment unprepared, because God has provided the way of salvation. And the way of salvation is Christ, and that way is presented to us in the Word of God. We appreciate you listening. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.